AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Montana woman says her brother was sexually abused by former House Speaker Dennis Hastert when the GOP leader was a wrestling coach at a suburban Chicago high school. Hastert was charged last week in a federal indictment alleging that he agreed in 2010 to pay $3.5 million to someone so that person would stay quiet about prior misconduct. Patrick Collins, the former assistant U.S. attorney, says new allegations could make Hastert a less sympathetic character if his case goes to trial.
Certainly the more victims there are with sexual misconduct being this misconduct that's referenced generically in the indictment, I think it makes it a harder case to defend.
But Collins says it would be hard to pursue charges of sexual misconduct that allegedly happened while Hastert coached in Yorkville, Illinois.
There's ways to try to revive the claims if there's concealment and the like, but as a very general principle, both civil and criminal claims can be barred by the statute of limitations if you're talking about conduct that occurred 30 or 40 years ago.
Hastert has not been charged with sexual abuse. An Amtrak passenger train headed to Chicago from San Antonio slammed into a semi-trailer at a crossing near the Illinois community of Wilmington this afternoon. Amtrak officials say no serious injuries have been reported, and none of the cars of the train left the track as a result of the accident. The truck's cab separated from the trailer and ended up on the opposite side of the train. Goods the trailer was carrying are scattered along the tracks. Passengers are now being put on buses to Chicago. A driver has been convicted of second-degree murder in the death of an Italian honeymooner. It happened on the Venice Beach Boardwalk in Los Angeles County. This is AP Radio News. After convening a high-level meeting on Russia's involvement in Ukraine, Defense Secretary Ash Carter talked to AP correspondent Sagar Magani and other reporters on the way home from Germany.
The Pentagon chief says the U.S. and NATO allies need to adapt to Russian President Vladimir Putin's reality.
At the moment, at least, and Vladimir Putin does not seem to be reversing course, nor does he give any sign in what he says of an intention to do so.
While flying home after the closed-door meeting focused on Russia, Carter said more needs to be done, like conducting additional military exercises with allies and shoring up NATO's intelligence sharing. Sagar Magani with the defense secretary aboard a U.S. military aircraft.
A Delta Airlines flight from Green Bay to Minneapolis had to make an emergency landing this morning after an engine was damaged by an apparent bird strike shortly after takeoff. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.